This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Joining us now, as always, Kevin Todd.
Is he in Vegas?
Are we in Vegas, Kevin?
Nope, we're going Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, okay. We change it up this year. I like it.
Wait, hold on. KT, what if we had purchased our tickets and then, like, Wednesday, been like, hey, we're flying out tomorrow. Where are you at? And you're like, we're not there.
Well, if that was the case, I would have said, don't worry about it. I got you your room. Just charge everything to the room, and that's it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You got it. Good to know next year.
I love it. TheSportsBrokers.com, at Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter. All right, boys, we went a combined 2-10 last week.
Not good.
So we can only go up from here. Mm-hmm. And I will allow our gentleman guest to make the first pick. Where are we going this week, Kevin?
Well, let's talk about this first game, the Rams in New Orleans. Usually when we speak about New Orleans, fellas, we talk about how great that offense. But you know what? The story is how great the defense has been playing for them the last seven games. Other than the Carolina game, which really didn't mean anything, they've given up 14, 28, 9, 14, 13, 17 points. This defense is playing phenomenal right now. The offense for New Orleans is really in question. You know, they got last week, you know, Drew Brees, first pass of the game, he threw the interception, and then Philly got out to a 14-0 lead. Even though New Orleans had a chance to cover that with a late field goal, they still had to come from behind, and they struggled that offense against that, you know, Philadelphia defense. Plus the fact, listen, they have a lot of injuries now over there on the New Orleans side. We all know that just a couple of minutes ago, Benjamin Watson is out, tight end. He's ill. We saw what happened last week with Rankins, their best defensive tackle, tore his ACL. He's out. And you have to agree with me that maybe not the quarterback position, but every other position on that, the Rams are better. They got the better running game now. C.J. Anderson, I mean, he looks like a fullback more than a running back. He's put on so much weight. It's a double-headed monster. No one predicted them running for 273 yards against that good Dallas defense. Plus the fact I think they're better at the wide receiver, and they have probably one of the best defensive players in football with Donald, and they got Sanu, and they have a very good defense. Right now, this line is sitting at 3.5. I'm going to take the 3.5 here. Okay. I think they're going to win the game outright, and I'm going to sprinkle a little money line here on the Rams. I just think they're the better team. They played last time, if you remember, earlier in the season. They were the favorite in New Orleans at -2.5. Now they're the dog. I know they got the home field advantage over there. It's going to be loud. They're probably going to have to go to a silent count, but I think they know what they have to do. They run the ball like they did last week. They are not losing this game. I like the Rams plus the 3.5 with a little bit of money line.
Okay. Taking the points and the money line. I like it. Sprague, where are you going?
If they can run the ball like they did against Dallas, I'm with them. I think the Rams can win the game outright, let alone cover. But I don't think they will. I do believe even with Sheldon Rankins being out defensively, Dennis Allen's going to draw something up to just know, hey, if we can stop C.J. Anderson, if we can limit Todd Gurley under 100 yards, you're going to put Jared Goff in a Jared Goff has to win the game situation. And now he's down one less target with Cooper Kupp, who's been out for a while. Their offense has struggled since he left. I like New Orleans. I do. I think defensively they're going to be ready. I think being on the road indoors for Jared Goff is going to be quite the struggle. The noise is going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And Drew Brees, remarkably, is 10-1 against the spread against teams that on average give up 30 points per game. That's what he's going up against this weekend. He has not lost a home playoff game. And so I like the Saints -3.5. I think they get a late touchdown and they pull away from the Rams.
Yeah, the 3.5 line really scares me just because you're opening it up for a field goal cover for the Rams. But I am going to take the Saints for two reasons. One, they're at home. It's such a tough place to play, and they've been dominant there over the years. And then the quarterback comparison. You got a veteran and a youngster playing his first road playoff game. Give me the veteran. I'll take the Saints minus the 3.5. All right, so that's the first one. We're talking with Kevin Todd at Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter, 1-800-220-6262. Let's go to the AFC side, the evening game on Sunday. You got the Pats and the Chiefs. Where are we going, Kevin?
Well, everybody knows about the weather, how it's probably going to be 10 below or even colder there. We all know how great Tom Brady is and Belichick. Listen, there's no doubt about it. Those two are the best, you know, quarterback head coach combination ever in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. But listen, I don't care what anyone says. If you had to choose a quarterback today that you want on your team, Brady or Holmes, you're taking Pat Mahomes right now. The kid is playing great. He got MVP. Listen, I saw how they played against the Colts, and they played phenomenal. It wasn't even the offense that impressed me. It was the defense, because don't get me wrong, the Colts had many chances there to cover that game or make it closer than what the score actually showed. Remember, they got a turnover at the 20-yard line. Two plays later, they fumbled. They just got at that quarterback. And I know Kansas City is one of the toughest places to play in all of football. And I don't know how much the crowd's really going to get into it, because it's going to be so cold there that you might not even hear them, because they're going to probably have masks on them to cover all that noise. But listen, out of the entire career for Bill Belichick, he's coached 352 games. That defense that he has is only given up 40 points seven times in 352 games. Three of them were to Andy Reid. Now, if he just goes by the game plan and doesn't get like a brain fart and sticks to the run game when they have to run the ball, Kansas City home, really tough. I think they're better at every single position of offense and for Kansas City. Maybe not the run game, but they can do okay there, because I was very impressed last week with that defense. They held Mack to only 43 yards rushing. Last time they played, they ran the ball 39 times for 173 yards. But remember, Mahomes had to come from behind over there. They lost 40-43. They had the lead late. I just don't see them giving up a lead late. I see them getting out to a fast start. The weather's going to play a factor. I like Kansas City laying the 3.
Okay, Kansas City laying the 3. Sprager, where are you going?
I see the Kansas City stuff, and man, I told you guys I did on the NFL picks yesterday. I hope Kansas City wins. I'd love to see them in the Super Bowl. It'd be a lot of fun. But I learned my lesson last weekend. Chargers, to KT's point, I thought the Chargers were better in almost every single position as well. That didn't matter for Belichick. I know this is on the road, but it's still the Patriots. I think you got the experience factor that that edges towards New England, and I think if they can find themselves in a really close ball game, if not leading in the fourth, they're for sure going to win this. I'm going to take the Patriots as the road dog plus the 3. Interesting note on the over-under on this one. The over is 114-80-2. That's 58%. In games played in temperatures colder than 30 degrees.
Interesting.
It's 14-5-1. That's 73% in temperatures that dip below 20. So even if it's under 30 or under 20.
It goes against what people usually argue.
Well, this is my theory. Defense, it hurts to tackle in the cold. It does not feel good. And so don't look at this. Don't look at the temperature and go, well, they're not going to score. No, history says that you can score a lot of points even in the cold. I'll take New England plus the 3, and I'll take the over.
All right, I'm taking the Chiefs.
You know, New England this year hasn't been well. They're only 3-5 on the road straight up. This is not the same New England team. They're a different animal at home.
I agree with that.
Don't get me wrong, but I just think this is Andy Reid's time. I think they got the quarterback. He's so hard to bring down, this kid. He keeps the plays alive to where guys are open. Listen, he did it in New England. They were down 24-9 at halftime. I thought it was a blowout. They had a lead late. And remember, New England had a drive late to take the lead to make it 43-40. Another thing, just so you know, I have a few sources out in all these casinos. Actually, someone bet $150,000 at the sports book in New Jersey on the over.
Wow.
On the over.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about the over-unders in these games?
Listen, I like the – I mean, history, like you said, history looks at the over. I really don't like the totals. I mean, last week, I think all the games went under except the New England game. I think they went over by themselves. And, you know, I would go with the overs, a gun to my head. I don't like it. I like the sides better. But I think this is going to be a Rams-Kansas City Super Bowl. And if you remember last time the Rams played Kansas City, it was probably the best NFL game in history. I think if they do end up playing each other, you will have a total in the mid-60s, will be the highest total ever in any football game by the NFL. And the only reason why the Rams ended up winning that game by 3 points the first time they played, if you guys remember, Pat Mahomes, 5 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 3 sack fumbles, a couple of scoop and sores. I think Kansas City will win the Super Bowl this year.
There you go, Kevin. Hey, we'll let you go so you can get your dogs under control.
He needs
dogs.
No,
Mike Vick's here again.
Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter. Give him a follow. Sportsbrokers.com. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you ahead of the Super Bowl.
We'll do a bunch of props during Super Bowl weekend.
Yes. I love it. I love it. All right, there you go. There's Kevin Todd, the sports broker.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.